Now turn to part four. You will hear an interview with a student athlete called Chelsea Matthews, who plays soccer for her college. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm talking to student athlete Chelsea Matthews. Chelsea, what impact does playing soccer have on your life?
For the past 2 years, I've played soccer for my college, and we train extremely hard almost every day during the year. We can only keep up by doing extra work at home. We travel by bus for hours and hours, missing out on typical college events, and we sometimes spend our precious vacation time training abroad. But I love it.
How young were you when you started playing soccer?
6. And I always dreamt of playing in college. By the time I was 16, I'd picked out my college and started my training. While other teenagers were focused on parties, I was already planning my life as a college student athlete. It has to be done that early, or you'll miss so much and won't get through all the formalities that make you eligible to play. The one thing sports associations love more than trophies is paperwork.
When does your year start at college?
Well, because of where soccer falls in the school year, August to October, I have to arrive at my college about a month before classes start.
Are you happy about that?
Yes, I'm used to it. On August 1st, me and my teammates return and get straight back into school mode. By August 2nd, I'll be up at 6 a.m. to start my training. Every college sport has a 2-week preseason, which is tough but essential. We run, lift, pass, kick, run more, and basically kill ourselves. Our coach is good, though, and keeps us motivated in spite of the pain.
Do you have time to have some fun after training?
I don't know about other sports teams, but we do have a little fun as a team after workouts. There's no partying in preseason, though. By the time 7 p.m. rolls around, we're all so weary we just get in bed, crash, and know no more until the alarm goes off. Movies are out, and if it weren't for the internet, we'd never even get to watch TV. And it only gets harder once school starts.
Are you allowed to miss class?
During the season, thanks to away games, we frequently miss class. Other students see us athletes going up to professors, saying we'll be away, and they're probably jealous of the number of excused absences we get. But honestly, missing class is the worst part of being an athlete. First, our grades have to remain high, or we could lose our place on the team. Second, the head of faculty allows a maximum number of hours we can take off class, and it's not that many.
How have you personally managed?
I basically taught myself business calculus in my freshman year because I missed some classes due to away games and had to be able to understand what was going on when I got back. You can trust me on this. Trying to read, write, calculate, or draw on a moving bus with 30 other girls at 10:30 at night isn't the best way to get a grade A. And because of all those absences, when I get sick, which happens when you're on the road so much, I still have to go to class.
In conclusion, any regrets?
It's hard work to try and balance school, soccer, and a social life. But I love playing soccer, and I love my team. It's 30 girls who all want the same thing, to win. We work together both off and on the field. We run together, we cheer each other on, we help each other with studies. My team are my best friends. I chose this life, and it's given me ambition, shown me I must try to be the best, academically, athletically, and personally.
Now you'll hear part four again.
I'm talking to student athlete Chelsea Matthews. Chelsea, what impact does playing soccer have on your life?
For the past 2 years, I've played soccer for my college, and we train extremely hard almost every day during the year. We can only keep up by doing extra work at home. We travel by bus for hours and hours, missing out on typical college events, and we sometimes spend our precious vacation time training abroad. But I love it.
How young were you when you started playing soccer?
6. And I always dreamt of playing in college. By the time I was 16, I'd picked out my college and started my training. While other teenagers were focused on parties, I was already planning my life as a college student athlete. It has to be done that early, or you'll miss so much and won't get through all the formalities that make you eligible to play. The one thing sports associations love more than trophies is paperwork.
When does your year start at college?
Well, because of where soccer falls in the school year, August to October, I have to arrive at my college about a month before classes start.
Are you happy about that?
Yes, I'm used to it. On August 1st, me and my teammates return and get straight back into school mode. By August 2nd, I'll be up at 6 a.m. to start my training. Every college sport has a 2-week preseason, which is tough but essential. We run, lift, pass, kick, run more, and basically kill ourselves. Our coach is good, though, and keeps us motivated in spite of the pain.
Do you have time to have some fun after training?
I don't know about other sports teams, but we do have a little fun as a team after workouts. There's no partying in preseason, though. By the time 7 p.m. rolls around, we're all so weary we just get in bed, crash, and know no more until the alarm goes off. Movies are out, and if it weren't for the internet, we'd never even get to watch TV. And it only gets harder once school starts.
Are you allowed to miss class?
During the season, thanks to away games, we frequently miss class. Other students see us athletes going up to professors, saying we'll be away, and they're probably jealous of the number of excused absences we get. But honestly, missing class is the worst part of being an athlete. First, our grades have to remain high, or we could lose our place on the team. Second, the head of faculty allows a maximum number of hours we can take off class, and it's not that many.
How have you personally managed?
I basically taught myself business calculus in my freshman year because I missed some classes due to away games and had to be able to understand what was going on when I got back. You can trust me on this. Trying to read, write, calculate, or draw on a moving bus with 30 other girls at 10:30 at night isn't the best way to get a grade A. And because of all those absences, when I get sick, which happens when you're on the road so much, I still have to go to class.
In conclusion, any regrets?
It's hard work to try and balance school, soccer, and a social life. But I love playing soccer, and I love my team. It's 30 girls who all want the same thing, to win. We work together both off and on the field. We run together, we cheer each other on, we help each other with studies. My team are my best friends. I chose this life, and it's given me ambition, shown me I must try to be the best, academically, athletically, and personally.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.